The Anglican Archbishop of Sydney is Glenn Davies, and the Anglican Church had a significant role in the No campaign. I spoke to him earlier.
Australia has spoken, Linda, and a 60-40, roughly, or vote, is a clear indication that Australia wants to have the law changed, and we shall respect that result. It won't change my view on marriage, of course, but I believe that the Parliament has a right to legislate for same-sex marriage on the outcome of the survey.
The Church has already spent $1 million on the No campaign. What will the Church do now to shape the legislation that Parliament is going to have to pass to legalise same-sex marriage?
The Church won't necessarily do something as an institution, but individuals, many individuals in our Church and across the nation, will encourage the Parliament to consider the importance of freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, freedom of faith. More than one in three Australians don't want same-sex marriage. Therefore, we need to govern for all Australians. We shall be promoting what is best for Australia.
Will you lobby in Canberra yourself? Campaign in elections, maybe?
I'm not sure that I'll be doing that. That's not quite my my forte or my modus operandi. But I will certainly be making representations to the Parliament. Because it's a free vote, this is the interesting thing, as the Prime Minister said this morning, there's no coalition view on the nature of the bill. So that makes it more difficult for me to address these things. But I'll certainly be making my concerns known, as no doubt other religious leaders will be doing the same.
And so what are your specific concerns? What do you want to see in any final legislation?
What I want to see is the freedom of people to hold views, which are strong minority views now on the basis of this survey, but still, you know, one in three of the population nearly hold to views where they want to maintain traditional marriage and therefore want to be able to hold that view without any sense of being vilified or marginalised or prosecuted. The case of a lady in Canberra, where she was working for a childcare centre, I believe, she puts on her Facebook that it's okay to vote no, and she's dismissed from her job.
But we have laws that deal with these things now, as you say. There are tribunals, there are processes.
But the laws are inadequate, clearly, because she was dismissed. So if the laws were adequate, she wouldn't have been dismissed.
Well, that's an argument that says that we have laws against murder, so there shouldn't be murder. I mean, we have processes because things happen.
I just want to see what the Prime Minister says is a fair go. I want to allow the freedom for these conversations to continue.
Do you want to see the situation, and the cake bakers is the example that's been used, so let's stick with that. Do you want to see a law that allows someone to hang a sign on their bakery that says, we don't serve same-sex marriage couples?
Oh, absolutely not. And I think this has been a misunderstanding of the views that we've been proposing. In the same way in which a same-sex couple who owns a bakery, they wouldn't want to bake a cake which had, I'm against same-sex marriage.
Well, they may.
Conscience. Well, but you can imagine a person not wanting to do that. And I can understand that. It's not that they are not wanting to serve either same-sex couples or people of same-sex orientation. That's not the issue. The issue is when their artistic merits and their artistic commitment to baking a cake for a particular proposition which is opposed to all their values, that's the issue.
Is it a real issue? I mean, we know Radio National Breakfast did some work in New Zealand looking at whether any of these issues had become sore points after the passage of their legislation, and basically it hadn't. I mean, isn't this overstating the case?
Well, but New Zealand's got a Bill of Rights, you see. That's the difference. We don't have that. People speak about our freedom of speech in terms of anti-discrimination laws. It is much better to have a positive freedom of speech, conscience, and religion in our laws. That's what's missing. So therefore, people like me are marginalised into the anti-discrimination exceptions. I don't want this particular point of view be seen as an exception, but rather as a positive right for a person to speak freely what they believe to be true.
Do you agree that the multi-party private members bill, the Dean Smith bill as it's called, which is the result of a parliamentary process, it includes religious protections, do you believe that that's the best place to start, as same-sex marriage opponent Matthias Cormann says?
I don't believe the bill in its present form is adequate. I think it's entirely inadequate. It reduces marriage to wedding ministry. It reduces marriage to just thinking of what you're going to do with the person who's going to be celebrating the wedding. Marriage is much greater concept than just weddings. There is the problem with the bill. Although it claims to have come out of the Senate inquiry, but the Senate inquiry made it very clear that there is an inadequate protections for freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, and freedom of faith. And those are not reflected in the Dean Smith bill. And I think that needs to be spoken very clearly.
The other bill being touted is the Paterson bill, which contains wider protections. You mentioned it earlier. Yes. Is that a bill you would favour?
Like the Prime Minister, I haven't read the bill because I've not seen a copy of the bill yet. But I've been led to believe by those who have read it that it provides a far greater protections for freedom of speech, conscience and faith.
But the Prime Minister says of that kind of bill has virtually no prospect of getting through Parliament, that Australia and his government would not countenance making legal something that is currently illegal.
I thought he said this was going to be a free vote.
So you'll push back against the Prime Minister's stance on that?
It's not a matter of winding back anti-discrimination. I think that's a misunderstanding of the intention of the Paterson bill. It is promoting the freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Glenn Davies, the Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Linda. My pleasure.